Reflection, fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time, second reading, 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Listening to today's second reading, we might imagine Paul to be a second John the Baptist. He does not mince words. He speaks with passion. He feels compelled to preach. He clearly calls others to follow by professing belief in Jesus Christ and acting on that faith. He knows that everything he does is for the sake of the gospel. Paul had met the risen Christ on the way to Damascus and from then on preached the message of faith in Jesus Christ, who had lived, suffered, and died for us. Paul was one of the very ones Christ had redeemed, and Paul wanted others to know of his conversion. Paul faced criticism from others who said that he had no right to preach the gospel and act as an apostle because he was not a true follower. But Paul knew the call to act for the sake of the gospel. He had experienced the call in the person of Jesus Christ. Nothing could dissuade him from that mission. Paul's sense of his own vocation speaks to us of our own vocation. Our baptism initiates us into the community of Christian believers. We are to respond individually to our vocational call to follow Jesus Christ. This means finding ways to live out our baptismal promise by proclaiming the good news, not just in our words, but also in our actions. Like Job and Paul, we are invited to a faithful response in the circumstances of our lives. We too seek the brokenhearted, lost, wounded, and lowly. We help people by gathering them, rebuilding them, healing them, and binding up their wounds, giving them sustenance and teaching them. We may not always have Job's patience or the psalmist's eloquence of poetic prayer. We may not always have Paul's zeal or Jesus' strength. But we always have God's steadfast love and grace. And that is enough.